5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Teach us how not to do something from your own experience, whatever that might be. We've all had them, right? Where you're like, I can do this. And maybe it wasn't even something where you said, I can do this. You just didn't even think about it because it wasn't like some bold proclamation. It wasn't a huge project. You just went at it all wrong and now it's broken, whatever it might be.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's got those.
Oh, yeah.
But this is inspired by our friend Dwyer from a radio show that Howings and I have known since almost 30 years, Dwyer and Michaels.
Yeah.
They were a few years ahead of us, and they sort of took us under their wing. They were very nice to us when we didn't know anything, and they're still nice to us now when we also still don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought their show is great. They're out in Iowa. And Dwyer shared this on social media. How not to remove a wasp's nest. Okay. By Greg Dwyer.
Okay.
How not to.
Okay. I can already picture this.
Now, Howings, and Steve, you know him a little bit. Howings, you've known him. Smart.
Oh,
smart dude.
Yeah. I mean, they're both incredibly smart.
Yeah.
So,
just want to give that context.
But we all have our non-smart moments.
Yes.
I mean, my dad is one of the smartest people I've ever met, but he glues things to himself all the time.
He writes, so we have these cicada killer wasps in our yard. And while I love to watch them work as they capture a large insect, fly down to the ground where their nests are located, I hate having them in the yard. Have you ever seen those? They're giant.
Mm-mm.
I've never had those, no.
They're
I definitely have like ground wasps, but not like that.
So I hate having them in the yard. And rather than sneak up on them with a can of wasp aerosol, I like to just move them out of the neighborhood, so to speak. So here was my idea. A little smoke and the lawnmower to remove them from their underground nest. Then, while they're away, spray the surrounding area with peppermint to discourage them from returning. Yeah, maybe this plan will work on bunnies or small children, but not these vicious killers.
So, wait, his plan is just to get them out of the house for a few hours so he can...
Out of their house, yes.
And then put an eviction notice on the door so they won't come back?
All right.
So you see...
All right.
Okay.
Very humane.
Right. Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, this is... I feel bad killing certain things, too, but not things that I know can attack me viciously.
Yeah.
So, first, the smoke. I burned a few cattails and flipped a bowl upside down over the nest to agitate them.
Oh,
then,
boy.
Then, roll the running lawnmower over the entrance so they would be sucked up and thrown to the wind.
Oh, no.
He says,
as soon as they get thrown to the wind, you know they still fly, man. Like, they come back.
He says, think about it. Wouldn't you be disoriented if all that happened to you, your house filled with smoke, and then something sucked you out of the roof and shot you through the ether?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It would disorient me.
Hell, in college, after a little smoke, I couldn't navigate well-lit streets. Surely these bugs would just go away, right?
He's a very good writer.
I don't think they're there with little doobies.
I like the way he writes.
I know,
me too. He's a very funny writer. Well, nobody told these cats that rule. They started shooting out of the lawnmower, and the ones that were still intact were pissed. They made a beeline, pardon the expression, right for the idiot on the lawnmower's handle. That was me. So I started screaming and waving my hands in front of my face, but there are a lot of them, so I let go of the mower and run up the hill to the house. I can hear these bastards buzzing around my face, and I know they're getting caught in my Fabio-like long hair, so I change directions ahead for the pool. If these effers want to kill me, they're going to drown trying.
Oh, God, this is like a cartoon.
While I'm fleeing for my life, the lawnmower is now rolling down the rest of the embankment that sits in my yard. If you know me, you already know I have removed every last safety device from that mower. So instead of the blade break halting the beast, I have a bungee cord wrapped around the handle so the mower keeps going until it's out of gas.
Oh,
well, why were
no.
you standing there holding the thing?
I'm
you could have just
pool.
Like rolled it into place and ran.
I'm in the pool peeking out like an alligator with just my eyes out of the water while angry wasps circle their home and the mower is resting in a flower bed chewing up milkweed, black-eyed Susans, and pebbles getting shot into the neighbor's yard and into their house. Next time I'll buy the spray.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That is everything about that is the wrong way. I mean, like every layer is wrong. That's remarkable. That is crazy. That's like saying, I want to make a cake and then going, all right, what do I need? I need a pothole. I need lava. And like, none of that is accurate, man. Like, it's all wrong. Jesus. I mean, I've messed some stuff up before, but.
Somebody said, if you're writing a How Not To book, include Tommy's chapter on how to X-ray your balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to put them on a hot incandescent
bulb. Lamp. Hot old school light bulb.
Or how to drive in a funeral procession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not end up in one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That time Tommy broke off a part of the funeral procession and they ended up following him. Sorry.
Because he was going for like Swedish candy or something.
In Massachusetts. On Cape Cod.
Mm. All right. I had one that I thought of.
You did?
When I first moved into my old house, I wanted to hook up a line for the water on the refrigerator. You know, so it like filled a ice tray and so I have water on the door. So I bought one of those kits that has all of the hose and then you tap into a water line.
Yes.
Like with a saddle.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So what you do, you clamp it around the pipe and then you tighten down on this bolt and it pierces the pipe and then the water goes through the line.
Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
I messed this up two times.
Yeah.
Because the first time I did exactly what you needed to do. Clamped it down, tightened it, and then I go upstairs. I put my cup under the water spout on the door, and it's filling up. And I was like, why is there steam coming out of it?
Steam?
Because I tapped into the hot water line instead of a cold water line.
That's not going to be refreshing at all.
So, yeah.
It can't be good for the fridge or
so,
anything. No.
Disconnected that. Then I bought one of the ones where instead of just piercing the line, you actually cut the pipe and you put like a T connector in there. And then it's got a little valve on the end. And I thought, I mean, that's going to, I mean, I'll be able to cut through that pipe in about 5 seconds. It'll probably take me another 3 seconds to pop that thing together. I don't need to shut the water off.
Whoa.
Plus, I don't know how to shut the water off.
Are you serious? You try to do it with the water on
and the hot water?
No. I now knew that this was the cold water pipe. I cut it and immediately.
There's a lot of pressure in those lines.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that. I thought that it was just like, you know, the pressure built when you opened up a spigot or something. And I cut through that thing and it shot a jet across the basement of my house.
The smaller the hole, the more intense that line coming out is.
So don't do that. Shut the water off before you do that. Also, have your lines labeled in some way so you know what's hot and what's cold.
You don't need to label it.
Just
put your hand on it. Is it warm or is it cold?
Yeah.
Is there condensation on it or not?
Steve, I have a saddle valve. Experience.
Do you?
I follow the directions very carefully. They make it seem very simple. It wasn't until later that I Googled saddle valves and it said, these often go wrong. And I went,
there's a reason why real plumbers don't use those things.
So I went under the crawl space and the crawl space was sandy on the bottom because of where the place was.
Yeah.
And I crawled under there and found the pipes and took my line, ran it through the floor up to the fridge because the previous fridge didn't have water going to it. And I thought that would be a nice thing. So hit the saddle valve in there and it started leaking no matter what I did. And then when I tried to fix it, it got worse because I don't know what I'm doing. So then I called a handyman that I knew, and I said, can you come over and fix my saddle valve?
Get here
and
quick.
And when he came over, he patched up that spot in the thing, and he said, do you want me to run a new line? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And he goes, or I can just use the one that was already down there. Why didn't you use that one? There was already a copper line down
right
there laying in the dirt.
Oh, no.
And then I moved and never considered, hey, I wonder where this goes. And apparently there had been a fridge hooked up with a water line. And they had, when they disconnected it, they just threw the line in the sand and thought someone else might want to use it.
Yeah.
Nope. Didn't consider that,
don't
guys.
Look. Don't look around.
No, there's no reason to check at all.
This one, I have a coworker that had one of his kids try to handle some bees without him knowing. They used hairspray and a lighter, and they burned down his shed.
Oh, man. Hairspray and lighter is pretty fun, but yeah, don't do that in the shed.
Fire rarely works for getting rid of any kind things. Of nests.
No, it doesn't work fast enough and just burns you. And
how not to? I don't have to give you the full directions, but I can tell you how not to get a bra off for a woman if she can't get it off, or if you can't get it off for her in a moment. Don't use a box cutter.
Oh,
she did not find
dangerous.
That sexy.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Nope.
Like if you're in an amorous moment with a lady and you go to take her bra off, and then she hears the click of your box cutter, and now you're cutting at the back. Also, bras are expensive.
Yeah, you better give me $30.
Yeah. Seems aggressive, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're going to do something like that, that has to be very spontaneous. You know, if she's like ripping your shirt off and pops the buttons or whatever. If you have enough, you have time to think about what can I use, and you go to retrieve a box cutter. At that point, just say, hey, can you give me a hand with this bra? I can't get the snap out. Like, there's no sense in wrecking it now. You're already wrecked the moment. Or if that's not the case, why do you have a box cutter so nearby where you're having sex?
That's weird. Yeah.
Strange, too.
Where are you at? The loading dock? This text from Medford, Oregon. Our friends there. Here's how not to exit a golf cart, Carl writes. When the golf cart is moving forward full speed, do not run off the back of the cart from the rear-facing seat full speed ahead. That is a disaster waiting to happen.
Wait, did he try to run backwards?
So the cart's going forwards.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just walk off backwards, except the speed differential
no.
took him right into the ground.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Here's how not to fill your waterbed. Step one, assemble the waterbed fully. Step two, put in hose to start fill waterbed. Step three, it takes a while. Lay down on the couch to watch movie. Step four, fall asleep. Step five, be awakened by a 3-inch wave of water coming down the hallway from the bedroom.
Oh.
Upon entering, see a giant water balloon, queen size, with a rip along the bottom where the water is rolling out and pinholes shooting jets off the ceiling in multiple directions.
Oh,
1,800
no.
gallons of water at minimum is what it took to fill it, and it had been full for some time.
Man, I guess I would have thought that they'd have some kind of safety valve built in on them or something, like where it
but it wouldn't
cut
on
the water.
But it wouldn't on the hose.
Yeah.
Like, the hose don't know, man. Hose be hosing.
Hose don't know.
The hose sure don't
hose
know.
Hose don't know.
No.
Here's how not to do your own brakes on a car. I was 15 and decided that crush washers on the brake line that connected it to the caliper didn't matter because then I could just tighten it more.
Mm-mm.
Turns out you strip the aluminum threads and lose all braking power when you're going 85 down the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I've never tried to put new brakes on my car. Yeah. I'm scared I would do something
like
that.
Copper washers are there for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, brakes make me nervous.
1-800-947-3979. Sex. When my wife and I first met, we were in our 20s, and she thought it'd be sexy for me to cut off her underwear with my switchblade.
Okay. All right.
Wow, you guys seem like a classy couple.
I mean, that is pretty sexy. So you're dating Leather Tuscadero.
Okay. Lance, get the switchblade.
Come on, cut it off.
My fundies are too tight.
Cut it off, macho.
Wait, is that it? That's where it ends? There's no follow-up?
He says, tried to be kinky. I had a hard time making it sexy.
Yeah.
Hmm. This text. Did this person write from 1989? How was he filling a waterbed? There's still a few people who have them.
Yeah.
And maybe that's when it happened.
All right. Text if you have a waterbed. Send a picture of it.
Text if you're trying to buy one new.
Yeah. Text if you've bought a waterbed in the last 5 years.
Like, can you go into, we know people in the furniture industry. Nick, can you go into a furniture store and buy a brand new waterbed?
Yeah, you can. I'm Googling it right now.
Seriously?
I'm sure there's waterbed stores, dedicated stores that'll sell you a waterbed.
I think you can get them on Amazon, I bet, but you can't go into a store.
I honestly don't.
Really?
For
okay,
the
well,
life.
I'm looking at Lowe's has them and Wayfair has them. And,
yeah, they might not have them like in the store themselves, but you can buy them.
So you get yourself a waterbed.
No.
I bet you'd like
it. No, I thought about it for a minute, but no.
Here's another how not to get rid of bees story. We had bees build in our pool room that has the filter storage, etc. So decided to crank the generator and shut the door. Killed all the bees, but my coworker went into the room to clean the filter trap, and he passed out from carbon monoxide. I'm lucky he didn't die.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks.
This text. Do you guys know how to make a waterbed more bouncy?
Is this a joke?
Yeah.
No.
I don't.
Fill it with spring water. Hi-yo!
Oh. I get it.
It's a little funny.
I liked
because,
it.
Yeah, right? One more. A lot of bee and hornet stories in this. Tell
oh
us how not to.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Here's how not to get rid of giant hornet's nests on your neighbor's house. First, take a 20-foot-long fishing pole, tap a can of hornet spray, tape a can of hornet spray to the top, and then take an old door hinge and run it over, then string down the fishing pole to the reel, so all you have to do is reel it in and it will release the hornet spray. We stuck that pole up there and let the spray go. Then we were trapped in our houses for days while the hornets stormed around looking for someone to murder. Here's how not to exit a scissor lift after the age of 50. Do not grab the rail and jump over it like it's a jungle gym. I split my abs apart. You can do that? What?
Oh, well, I guess you can tear muscles anywhere.
What a terrible way to find out you had abs.
What a way to put it. I split my abs apart. Oh, God.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardy Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardy Alliance today.